ever learn any French, or did you?
I learned it in school, but I never stuck with it.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents know it.
Your parents were both French?
They both speak it. And my grandparents, they all speak it. They speak English too, but I mean, they know the language.
Their first language is French.
On my mama's side, their first language was French, but they talk English now all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And on my daddy's side, well, they know French, but they talk English all the time.
Did you ever learn any French at home? Did your parents ever speak French?
No, they always tried to keep it away from us. That way they could talk about things the children didn't need
to know.
They could keep secrets from us.
That's frustrating.
Yeah, it was.
If you were walking along a road and an animal jumped out and scared you, you'd say, I picked up a
stick.
Or something hard. I picked up
a rock.
And I
threw it at him.
Uh-huh. Anything else to say besides threw it at him?
Pitched it at him.
Okay. And if you went to someone's house and knocked on the door and nobody answered, you'd say, well, I guess they're not
home.
And if someone's walking in your direction, you say he's coming straight
toward me.
And if you went into town and happened to see somebody that you hadn't counted on seeing, you'd say, this morning I just happened to run
into so-and-so.
Okay. And if a child's given the same name that her mother has, you say they named the child
after.
Okay. And something that people drink for breakfast.
Coffee.
Okay.
Tea.
And if you wanted some coffee and there wasn't any ready, you say, I guess I have to go
fix it or make some.
And talking about putting milk in your coffee, you say some people like it.
Milk? Or you mean some people like it with milk, some people like it with cream.
Uh-huh. What about coffee that doesn't have milk in it?
Black.
Okay. Any other names for black coffee?
Just black coffee.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear the expression, drinking coffee barefooted?
No.
And say you tell a child now, you can eat what's put before you, or you can do...
Go hungry.
Yeah, you can just do...
Without.
Uh-huh. And something that people eat for breakfast, made out of corn that's been ground up.
Cornbread?
Or something that's...
Muffins?
They eat along with their eggs and bacon that's...
Oh, grits?
Uh-huh. Yeah. What about something similar? Well, it's also made out of corn, but it's ground up coarser than grits.
Coarser? Or finer?
Coarser.
Coarser. But grits is the only coarsest thing. Oh, like cornmeal mush, maybe.
Do you ever hear of hominy? Or?
Oh, yeah, but I never ate it. I don't think I'd like it, so I never ate it.
What's it like?
I guess it's like grits, but I've never tried it.
Uh-huh.
Never eaten it. I like grits, but I've never tried hominy.
Do you ever put out something that's, well, you wouldn't eat for breakfast? It's white. It grows in wet places.
Mushrooms?
Or, no, something that they grow in Louisiana. It takes a lot of water to grow. It's a grain.
Rice?
Okay. You mentioned the mushrooms.
Yeah.
What do you call something similar to mushrooms?
Toadstools?
Uh-huh.
You don't eat those.
How can you recognize the difference?
I don't, but there's a difference between mushrooms and toadstools. Toadstools are poisonous.
But mushrooms aren't poisonous?
Various kinds aren't.
Uh-huh. Say if you were thirsty, you'd go to the sink and pour yourself a
glass of water.
And you said the glass fell off the sink and
broke.
Okay, so somebody has
cleaned the mess.
Or has what that glass?
Oh, broken it.
Okay. And say if